Continuing with Savage Continent, Europe, in the aftermath of World War II. During the course of 1941 and 1942, about 12,000 Ukrainian policemen became intimately acquainted with the tactics the Nazis used to kill over 200,000 Volhynian Jews. As collaborators, they were involved in the planning of operations. They gave assurances to local populations in order to lull them into a false sense of security. They were employed in the sudden encirclement of Jewish villages and settlements, and even took part in some of the killing itself. The slaughter of the Jews was the perfect apprenticeship for what would come later. At the end of 1942, when it first became obvious that German power was waning, these same Ukrainian policemen deserted their posts en masse. They took their weapons and went to join the OUN's new armed partisan group, the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, or UPA. They used the skills they had learned under the Nazis to continue their campaign against their ethnic enemies. Not only the region's few remaining Jews, but this time also its large Polish population. The massacre of Poles began in the same areas where Ukrainian policemen had been most intimately connected to the massacre of Jews, Volhynia. There were many reasons why the ethnic cleansing began here. The area contained extensive forests and marshes, and so was particularly suited to partisan activity. And the isolated Polish communities were much less well defended than in other areas. But the previous actions against the Jews certainly played their part. The taboos had already been broken. Young Ukrainian men here had become both trained to kill and inured to mass killing. In my interjection, we have both a critical opportunity with a massive youth population around the world and an enormous threat, because there is, as we're going to discuss, an effort to turn these young people in a fascist direction. It is imperative that we begin taking responsibility for the initiative with these young people. Continuing, when they embarked on their cleansing of the region at the end of 1942, they were therefore relatively free of both external and personal constraints. In the frenzied massacres that were to take place over the next few years, Polish communities were murdered in their entirety, from old men and women right down to newborn babies. The village of Oleksiyda, for example, was torched during the Easter of 1943 in an operation deliberately designed to create terror among the Polish population. In Wysoko Wiezd, 13 children were locked in a Catholic church, which was then set on fire. In Wola Ostrowieka, the entire Polish community was rounded up in the local schoolyard, while the men were taken off five at a time to be hacked to death in a nearby barn. The women and children were driven into the school, which was blown up with hand grenades and then set on fire.